Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 5th. You'll be interested to know. 58 years ago today, in 1967, the Beatles released their groundbreaking album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, in the United Kingdom. This innovative work transformed the landscape of popular music, introducing a new era of artistic expression and creativity. The album's eclectic mix of musical styles, experimental recording techniques, and iconic cover art captivated audiences worldwide, solidifying the Beatles' status as pioneers in the music industry. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band remains a timeless masterpiece, inspiring countless artists and music lovers across generations. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 67 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with temperatures climbing to about 92, then dropping to around 86 in the afternoon, all with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 69 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 7:45 with a low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 81. Rain is likely Saturday with a high around 75. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain with partly sunny skies and a high near 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, police in Worcester, Massachusetts have charged City Councilor Etel Haxiech with assault and battery on a police officer, as well as interfering with police during a chaotic immigration operation on May 8th. Video footage showed officers holding a 16-year-old girl's face to the ground while U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents detained her mother. Haxiech, responding on social media, stated, "I am a mother, an immigrant, and an elected leader who attempted to protect a traumatized young person." The incident has sparked protests and a new policy from city manager Eric Batista, emphasizing that the police department will not target individuals based on immigration status. Now on to sports. ESPN is facing scrutiny over its recent NBA Finals broadcast lineup. Previously, play-by-play announcer Mike Breen teamed with analysts Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, creating a comfortable and informative experience. However, after cutting Van Gundy and Jackson in 2023, ESPN introduced Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson alongside Breen for this year's finals. Critics note that Burke's role is uncertain and Jefferson's contract is expiring, amid interest from Amazon Prime Video. With Breen lacking chemistry with his new partners, ESPN's decision-making continues to raise eyebrows as they enter the finals. Tonight is Game 1 of the NBA Finals with Pacers at Thunder on ABC. Tip-off is at 8:30 Eastern. The Thunder are favored by 9.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Boston, the Sox outslugged the Angels 11-9. Down by 4 in the 6th, the Sox rallied with 6 runs in the 8th, and Rafaela clinched the win with a walk-off solo shot in the 9th. Prick got the win, while Burke was tagged with the loss. Devers and Rafaela shone brightly at the plate, propelling Boston to 30 wins and 34 losses, marking a thrilling comeback. Tomorrow night, the Sox face the Yankees in New York for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Walker Buehler, with a 4.34 earned run average, takes on Will Warren, boasting a 5.19. First pitch is at 7:05 under clear skies, with temperatures around 76 degrees. In top news, in a significant move, President Trump has signed a travel ban affecting citizens from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Additionally, travel restrictions will apply to 7 other nations, barring their citizens from permanent immigration and tourist or student visas. This policy, reminiscent of earlier immigration measures, aims to address high visa overstay rates and passport reliability issues. While the ban excludes green card holders and participants in major sporting events, its implementation is raising concerns among affected citizens. In business news, a large cargo ship, the Morning Midas, is adrift in the Pacific Ocean after a fire broke out on a deck carrying electric vehicles. The vessel was approximately 300 miles southwest of Alaska's Attic Island when the flames forced the crew to abandon ship. All 22 crew members were safely evacuated and taken to a nearby merchant vessel. The ship was transporting around 3,000 cars, including 800 electric vehicles, from Yantai in China to Lázaro Cárdenas in Mexico. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, with experts noting the risks associated with lithium-ion batteries. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Astronomers have long believed that the Milky Way is on a collision course with the Andromeda Galaxy, but a new study suggests otherwise. Researchers found that the likelihood of a merger between the two galaxies is now about 50-50, likening the outcome to a coin flip. This fresh perspective emerged from a survey that included other significant galaxies in the area. While Earth may not be around in 5 billion years, the possibility of a near miss offers comfort for future worlds, allowing the Milky Way to continue forming new stars. Ultimately, galactic dynamics will shape the cosmos, ensuring an exciting future for our galaxy. And in entertainment news, in an exciting new project, Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie star in the romantic fantasy film A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, directed by Kaganata. Robbie describes the experience as truly one of the most magical experiences of my life. After their major roles in Barbie and The Penguin, They embark on a story that explores connection and love through shared memories. Kakinada, known for his visual storytelling, aims to create a world that is both inviting and surprising. The film releases in theaters on September 19th, featuring a talented supporting cast, including Lily Rabe and Kevin Klein. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The world is moving so fast these days that the man who says it can't be done is generally interrupted by someone doing it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.